Good morning, this is David bringing you today's reading from our readings in Mark's Gospel. And we're now in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. I think one of the mistakes we make when we look at children, we think they're the church of the future, but now they are in the church now, and I'm just thankful for all the helpers that involved with the children in the Gateway Church. As Psalm 34 verse 11 says, "Come, O children, listen to me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And we're sowing the seeds of their future lives, and it says, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And I thought about that, and I think yes, sometimes as adults we overcomplicate things. We want everything sorted. We want to know all the finer details. But children coming to Jesus. And in that way, he's saying that all can come to him, but our attitude, we have to come in such a level of trust. Children are very trusting. See, the majority of this, obviously, there's, you know, sad cases where children do not trust because of the abuse they've suffered. But we come, and the children come and trust in Jesus. They trust in his words. They may not understand it all, but they trust. In the next tomorrow's reading, you'll see the rich young man. He trusted in his riches, but we need to come like children and trust in Jesus. Trust for who he is, what he's done, what he is doing. So consequently, we need to welcome children in. We need to spend time. They're very inquisitive. For those of you who have been parents or are parents and or work with children, after that question, they often ask, "Are we there yet?" The next one is, "Why?" Why? Every time you go a next step further, why? They are very inquisitive, very searching, eager to know why. And sometimes we ask God why, but we don't receive sometimes the answers we're looking for, but we still trust. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. We have to have that trust. It's not like some of the critics of Christianity would say that, you switch your brain off. You know, God has given us a brain, and he asks us to search the scriptures, to look at his character, to see, and we come and we trust him like a child, trusting like a childlike faith. It doesn't mean to say we are simple, but we can involve ourselves in very complex things for the kingdom. But we need to continue to trust God like that childlike faith. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you that children are a blessing. And in this passage today, we just see how your son, and how Jesus, you just accept all the children to come to you. You took them in your arms and blessed them. And I just thank you for the work that is going on in the Gateway Church, Lord. And I just thank you for all those people involved with bringing your word to the children each Sunday morning, Lord. And I just pray for parents as they bringing up children in these muddled times, Lord, when they're exposed to all sorts of teaching in schools and that. So, Lord, let us pray that our children will just continue to ask why. Lord, that they'll inquire of you. Lord, that the ways of the world won't corrupt them and pollute them before they get to a point where they can understand what it means to accept Jesus as Lord and enter fully into the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon our children. Lay your hands upon them, Lord, and protect them as they go about their daily lives and learning and asking why. Lord, we just thank you. We often ask ourselves, why? Why did you die for us? And we just thank you for that great love that took you to the cross, Lord. I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.